Suppose each time you came to an intersection, you had to turn left or right, depending on how you had turned the last time. Turn right if you turned left last time, and turn left if you turned right last time. Now, in between each turn and remembering which way to go, you also have to run on a treadmill for 20 seconds. Okay, so it's not a terribly challenging task, even for a rat. But the point of the experiment in rats was to measure what the brain's hippocampus is doing while in the maze and on the treadmill. And in a paper in this week's Science, Yuri Bezhaki and colleagues report that based on their measurements of neural signals in the rat's hippocampus, they could predict whether the rat was going to make a left or right turn. The work provides new insights into how the brain organizes memory, which in turn guides behavior. I spoke with Bezhaki from his office at Rutgers University in New Jersey.
We all imagine that when there is no input coming to the brain, then the brain itself generates a sequence of neural activity that somehow guides behavior. For example, if I ask you a question about some high school experience, you can tell me a one-minute summary, or you can give me a five-hour story. And during this time, everything, all this information that comes out from your brain is due to the self-organized activity of the brain. It has nothing to do with what happens in the outside world. It may, but if the outside world stays constant, your brain is still generating these evolving assemblies. And this is exactly the mechanism that we found in rodents. The message is that even a simple brain, red brain, is capable of generating self-organized activity. And this self-organized activity reflects either past or future behavior, and it doesn't require any online interaction with the environment.
What did you train the rats to do?
Of course, our main goal is to understand how these self-organized activities guide cognitive behavior. But because we cannot interact with animals verbally, we had to design experiments where we can indirectly make such an inference. So the experimental design is very simple. It's a memory experiment where the goal of the animal is to remember the previous choice. For example, when in a T maze, it made a right turn that, based on this past right turn, has to plan the future choice, which will be the left turn. It's an alternation task. The trick component that we introduced in this standard task is that there is a delay, and between the choices, the animal is required to run in a running wheel for 20 seconds. Now, we train the animals to run always in the same direction and at steady speed for 20 seconds. The goal of this manipulation was that the environmental signals that reach the animal remain the same throughout the delay period, as well as the so-called idiothetic or body signals that come from muscles, joints, and the skin also remain steady. Because it's in the running wheel. So just imagine yourself running in a wheel or in a treadmill, then the world is as constant as it's possible, as well as the inputs from your body is also very constant. So as far as we could control, everything is steady. Now, the interesting thing for us, of course, was that what happens in the brain, namely the hippocampal part of the brain, where the information about the past choice and the future plan, or the plan of the future running trajectory, is supposedly stored.
And how did you measure that in the rat while it was in the maze and in the wheel?
Most of the information in the brain, including the hippocampus, emerges through interactions among neurons. So the right or the proper tool is to record from a large number of these neurons. And for this purpose, we implanted silicon probes into the hippocampus. So these probes were monitoring individual neurons from close by recording sites. And so we had a couple of dozens to hundreds of neurons that we recorded simultaneously.
And what did you find?
What we found is that neurons, instead of firing in a steady manner or in an erratic manner, or a subset of these recorded neurons, were active for a short period of time, usually about 1 second in the running wheel, after which another set of neurons fired for the same duration, followed by another set and another set and another set. So sequences of neurons or sequences of neural assemblies filled the 20-second delay period. Now, this alone is an interesting finding, but the main interesting finding is that we could segregate or separate these sequences based on the future choice of the animal. Namely, from trials, when the animal made the right turn, we could collect the information and sort the sequences, that is neuron A followed by B, C, D, E, and F, and so on, and then look whether similar or different sequences occur when the animal will make the left choice.
So neurons in the hippocampus fire in particular patterns depending on the spatial task, the left or right turn?
That's the main finding of our experiment, is that these patterns, you can call them trajectories, that is how the activity from neuron A to Z evolves, or from neuron A to any other neuron or neuron assembly evolves, is characteristic of the future choice. In other words, if the animal makes the same choice a couple of times, and we show those trajectories, they are very similar. But if we contrast the left and right trajectories, that is, the sequences associated with left and right choices, they are characteristically different. And with a very high precision, in every single trial, we could predict the choice of the animal that was down the line 20 seconds from the time the animal entered the wheel. So 20 seconds ahead, we could tell whether the animal will make a right turn or left turn.
What happens when the animals made errors?
We also found that in most cases, we could predict the error 20 seconds in advance. So, for example, I don't know how you are, but sometimes I'm driving my daughter to school, but I forget about it and I make the turn, a couple of turns towards my workplace. And it's quite clear it's not the environmental signals that are guiding my brain. There is an internal plan. So this internal plan tells the animals to make a left turn or right turn at the moment they enter the wheel.
How many rats did you test?
In the main study, we tested 3 rats, and it may sound like a small number, but the reason why this is respectable is because we individually analyzed each animal as well as recorded from a large number of neurons.
And what kind of variability is there in the patterns between one rat and another?
We show each rat separately, and indeed there are animals that generate patterns that very reliably segregate future left and right turns. And one of the animals, although it was still significant between left and right, it was not so spectacular. And one can speculate only at this point that the animals learn using different strategies or their distractibility is different. Plus, the acquired knowledge by the time we tested the animals was different because not all animals learn with the same speed.
So you were able to tell within each animal what it was about to do.
Exactly.
But not across animals. The patterns in one animal didn't match the patterns.
The patterns are absolutely characteristic of you. So when you recall this conversation tomorrow, the pattern in your hippocampus will be entirely different than in mine. But if you recall it the day after tomorrow, and I will recall this conversation day after tomorrow, then the pattern of neural activity will be similar to day one and day two in your brain and day one and day two in my brain, but our two brains will not be comparable. This is very characteristic to each individual brain.
Is it likely that this same mechanism or these same processes that are happening in the rat's hippocampus are happening in the brains of other animals, perhaps even humans?
Well, that's the beautiful complementary part, namely that we submitted our work together with Itzhak Fried, who has done related experiments in humans, in epileptic patients. And what we predict in this rat experiment is that during learning and perhaps recalling, the same neural sequences are being activated, and I think this is exactly the same kind of conclusion was reached by the investigators studying the human brain.
Yuri Bezhaki, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yuri Bezhaki is senior author of a paper on internally generated cell assembly sequences in the rat hippocampus. Read the paper in this week's Science and the related paper Bezhaki mentioned on human studies online at www.scienceexpress.org.